You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is the band Seasons. We're going to start by playing a track from some music they brought in, get into some interview and some live stuff, so stick around. It's going to be great. This is Good on killradio.org with the band Seasons. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is the band Seasons. All levels up. How's it going, guys? Thanks for coming in.
Going good. It's going great.
It's got sweltering in LA again.
Yes, it's not even summer.
So why don't we just, to kick start things, sort of go around the room, tell me who you are and what you bring to Seasons.
Well, I'm John. I play guitar and keyboards and sing backup.
I'm Nick. I
lead vocals, guitar, piano, whatever's lying around.
Adam, lead guitar, and paper cuts, and that's it.
I'm Ray. I do electronic stuff and melodica.
So how much of this is sort of like, you know, it started with a man and his dream and became a band, and how much of it is like, you know, guys hanging out and formed a band together? Is there a front man to this project, or is it totally collaborative?
We are the front men, I think. Us four are to take a load of the songwriting.
Yeah, four front men?
Pretty much.
Is this the whole band? I've seen some pictures of you guys. You have like a whole bunch of members.
There's a couple of members that didn't make it today, and there's eight of us when we play on stage.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're missing our drummer, our tambourine player, our
trumpet
player, bass player.
So. And the horn section.
Yeah.
Well, right.
That's barely beginning. We have one horn, so it's
nice.
Not quite a section
it's
yet.
It's getting there.
So how did Seasons start? I mean, did it start with one person, or did it start with you guys, with the four of you?
It was basically like we were in different bands, and we had, you know, it was mutual like acquaintances, and some of us had known each other for years, and basically we just came together in the end, you know, and it's been great ever since.
They were in a band called
Daily Nightshade.
And I was already writing songs and doing my kind of thing with him. I've known him forever, Jonathan. I've known Jonathan for a long time, and they called me when they got this record deal or something, like, we got signed to a label. Do you want to be in this with us or not? I was like, all right, we'll do it. And so then that's how we came together. Yeah. It was kind of a band, and then I joined the situation and became kind of Seasons after that.
So were you guys all playing in other bands before that, in like different kinds of music? Because one of the things that stands out about your music is that it's not just, I mean, and it makes sense that you guys have so many members too. There's obviously a lot of different influences in Seasons.
Definitely.
It's not just a rock band. It's not just an indie band.
Different
seasons. Different seasons,
yeah,
right.
That's a
definitely.
Point.
Yeah.
So you guys were all coming from sort of different musical backgrounds as well and found a way to gel it together?
Definitely. We all have been playing music for a very long time. Some of us, you know, have family members that had been playing music forever too. And it's just, music's a big part of everyone's life in Seasons, basically.
And we don't really stick to one genre as far as music that we listen to, music that we play, you know. We kind of digest everything that we hear and then spit it out our own way, you know.
Well, cool. Why don't we jump into a live song, and then we'll break down sort of like what each individual person brings from their musical background.
Cool.
What do you want to play for us first?
We're going to play Song That You Know.
And just give us, just for our audience sake, sort of a quick breakdown of like what we set up here in the Kill Radio studio. This is a little bit unorthodox.
We have Ray with the laptop providing beats and great electronical music, and Adam's playing electric, Nick's playing acoustic, and I'm playing synthesizer and piano.
All we're missing is a campfire in the middle.
And some marshmallows.
And some pyrotechnics, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, whenever you guys are ready, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Seasons. That was great. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Seasons. Man, that was awesome. I think that's the first time I've seen someone actually play the computer in a live setting.
He was just checking his email.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, who's he writing to? That's great. So you have the – what program are you using in there?
Ableton Live.
So that enables you to literally like play the keys as if it was a keyboard. I was watching you over here on the piano, and it's like, he's making more sounds than he has hands for. That can't be. And I saw you clicking over there. That's great. How did you guys sort of figure out that, oh, you know, we need this sound or that sound in there? Like using non-traditional instruments, for example, like a laptop. Was it somebody else's idea, or did you guys come to him?
Well, he's been making beats up before he even, you know, was in Seasons. And so he would, you know, sit at home and make up these beats, and then he'd show them to us and be like, hey, you know, I think we can build a song around that. And then we would come with our instruments and just add on to basically what he programmed.
But his first appearance with Seasons was with Melodica. And then from there, we kept hearing his material he was coming up with, and it was just like a matter of time before, you know, the collaboration was going to kick in. And that's basically how it happens. I mean, he brings, you know, he basically brings a structured beat or whatever, and we just jam out to it, and we come up with these little things here and there, and it becomes a song.
Is that usually how a song starts for you guys? Is it with the music or then the lyrics?
I think it comes, a lot of us will bring a song into it, you know. He'll have a song that he's been working on, or he'll have a song, Adam will have a song that he's working on, and I'll have a song, and then we'll just put it out there, and then we'll just start jamming on it. And then we kind of pick parts and kind of, you know, weed through the certain things until we get the final structure, and then we bang that out.
Yeah. So it's a big process.
Yeah, it's kind of. Sometimes a song will be brought in completely made up already, mm-hmm. and then it's just all about everybody else adding on to what, you know, the song is.
Yeah. Definitely.
But,
and have you guys gotten a sense of like what Seasons' sort of signature sound is? Like, do you ever have the case where someone comes in with a song and you're like, you know what, this isn't really a Seasons song, or are you able to sort of take anything that comes in and make it a Seasons song?
We try to.
We always try to be as, you know, as acceptable as possible when it comes to anybody bringing creativity to the table. So we always. Yeah.
Now, are you guys setting a cap on 8 people, or is this going to become like a cult?
I don't think so. Anybody who wants to, anybody who can bang an instrument can pretty much come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool like that.
Definitely.
It's a lot more fun that way, I think, you know.
And is that really sort of the official band, or is that the live band? I mean, you guys have 8 people in the recording studio as well as on stage?
Yeah, the other people are Dino, who plays bass, Dante, who plays glockenspiel and xylophone, Shaggy, who plays trumpet and tambourine. And Eric, who plays the machine, Eric, the machine Morales.
Probably the most important
key factor.
He's the glue in this band. If we didn't have Eric, because he's a really great drummer.
He's an awesome drummer. He's been with us, you know, he was in the band that me and Adam were in. So he was definitely like, he's been here since the beginning, so he's great.
Wow. I'm just thinking about like the venues or the book you guys, and they're thinking, oh, 8 drink tickets. Oh.
They only give us one. A lot of people at bands say like we have 4 members. They'll get like a few drink tickets, you know, to pass out to the band.
Right.
Seasons we'll always
get
gets one.
We have the max.
Right.
As soon as we walk in the door.
Right. Well, it's good. You see, like every time, each band usually gets their, their 2 free guests or whatever.
Yeah.
So you guys can really pack a house without anybody having to pay.
A lot of our friends don't have to pay to get into our
show. It's great.
Yeah.
Let's listen to another track from the music that you brought in. What is this this EP that you have here?
That's the EP, our old EP.
This is sort of you guys like your debut.
Yeah, that's basically when we were with the label, what we recorded, because we're not with them anymore. But that's basically what was accomplished through that.
And then you also brought in a burnt CD of some new materials.
Yeah,
that's what we were listening to before.
Yeah, it's basically the past and the future. Like
nice.
The 2 tracks we brought you are hopefully going to be from our upcoming LP that we're going to release in the winter. So,
what should we listen to now? You want to listen to another one of the new tracks?
Yeah, let's listen to the new one. We're actually debuting this one today here.
Sweet.
Nobody's heard this.
And Is Good exclusive.
Except for us a million times.
Yeah, I'm sure you're probably burnt out on it.
That's cool.
Well, here's to 1,000,001. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you. And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Seasons. MySpace.com/S Seasons, is that correct?
Yeah, S Seasons.
A little extra S there. And
Seasons,
yes.
For Mojo.
So tell me about how you guys, you said you were on a label right at the beginning, which is, it's, you guys have kind of done this in reverse, right? Like a lot of bands sort of doing it DIY and then they find a label. You guys kind of started with a label and have moved on from that. How has that affected your music? Like the songs we were just listening to versus what we're going to listen to later off this old EP?
It was great being on the label at first because they helped us out a lot. You know, like the band was basically a garage band and we were playing like we're paying to play, you know, which is something we don't do anymore. And like,
it's awful.
Yeah, it's totally, it's not the way to go for your fans or for yourself. And like, you know, it's just basically in the end, some good came from it because he, you know, they paid for our recordings. They send us on this like little mini tour to San Francisco.
That was fun.
And but in the end, you know, they couldn't keep their end of the bargain. They ran out of money, so they let all their artists go. And it wasn't really like, oh, Seasons got, like, you know, booted from the label. It's the label.
We
just crumbled.
On good terms.
Yeah, it was on good terms. And, you know, we still thank him for his help towards Seasons.
They gave us a boost, though, from just getting started as a band and getting signed on the label made us take it more serious.
Yeah, it totally helped Seasons grow as a band, music, and, you know.
And did you, while you were with the label, did you still have the sort of freedom to write the music the way you wanted to write it?
Yeah,
definitely. They signed us for the music that they basically signed Daily Nightshades. But see, that's when, like Nick said, we called Nick and we were like,
and then you became Seasons.
We want to do Seasons.
That process.
Yeah,
it was just two guitars and drums. That's it.
Yeah, there's no bass.
There's vocals.
So it was like very raw, like punk.
I originally played bass, actually. I forgot.
Yeah.
I played bass for like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, Nick was the bass, the original bass player of Seasons.
So now that you guys are kind of doing it on your own, has that changed your sort of approach, like to the way that you make music or the way you record or the way you gig or any of that stuff?
Yeah. Definitely. We're more independent and, you know.
Is it harder, but at the same time, you know, better because you're more enthusiastic, or
it was at first, but then we got used to it after, like, we progressed, like just booking shows and hosting shows and all that,
making friends with great bands and being a community with great music, you know, because Los Angeles right now is just pouring with great acts, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, your show has seen it, obviously. Yeah. You know, you've had some really great acts, and you know, it's a great place to be right now.
Yeah, and you know what I've noticed lately too is, you know, because there's so many bands in LA that, you know, people are so saturated with it and they feel like it's very easy to disappear into this swamp, you know. So bands have been forming collectives either in name or in theory, you know, just forming these sort of alliances, like
totally
like the Biggest Loser kind of alliances, you know, like let's vote off this band and then we'll make it.
You know. I hope it's not that sinister.
No.
I don't want to be voted off.
I'm kidding, but I just mean, like, you know, people are finding that, you know, you can get bands to, if you support a band's music and they support your music, then when you do a show, you can at least rely on them coming to it, and you go to their shows, and, you know, you generate some activity.
Right. On their support, you know, yeah, and definitely, you know, like, when we book shows or, you know, like, try to throw our own night, we usually get bands that are friends or bands that we admire and we haven't played with, and you know, it's just about building like this little community, like you said, you know, and just being friends and helping each other out, you know, staying for each other's shows, supporting each other's music, because in the end, I mean, like I said, everyone's music in LA right now is, you know, just great.
I wouldn't say everyone.
Yeah, well, most, you know,
everyone he knows, he
means. Yeah,
everyone he's met
there's a lot of good music coming out from where we're coming from, the Northeast LA, like
Highland Park.
You know, Silver Lake, obviously, you know, the bands have been coming out there for like 10 years. But Highland Park, there's some really great bands coming out of there. And we're kind of happy that we're coming from this area. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you guys are playing the scene tonight, right?
Yeah, we have a residency every Monday in April. So tonight, and next Monday, and the Monday.
Last Monday.
There does seem to be kind of a shift towards the Northeast, like, musically. I noticed a lot of bands coming from places like Pasadena and Monrovia, too.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, the bands that I see coming out of, like, the West Side are, you know, I don't know, they're kind of more geared towards playing clubs over there, like playing the Whiskey or,
right,
you know, those kind
of... Like, actually, come on, our first show was at the Whiskey.
Yeah, but we're not necessarily geared
but
to...
You know what? It was
but you're not a Sunday typical Sunset
Strip band.
We're not a
Sunset Strip band.
Yeah.
We're not. We did that because, you know, we got to play shows and
no,
get
but
our name
that
out.
Was, that was a great show, though, actually. We played out a sold-out show with the Japanese sensation, The Pillows.
Wow. Yeah, that was crazy. That was our first show.
Yeah, that was our it was so random.
It was sold
yeah.
out. There's kids, like, hanging over the stage.
Let's do another live song, and then we'll talk about, you know, what kind of venues you like to play in and things like that. What are you going to play for us now?
This one's called 666, Number of the Beat.
Cool. Give me a second. Let me just adjust the levels real quick. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Seasons.
Come
Wow, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band Seasons. That was fantastic, guys.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, we were talking about it a little bit before we were off the air. Just sort of, you know, what I really like about your music is how dynamic it is. A lot of music, even good music, is sort of like, oh, and this is the part of the song where they're going to do this, and this is the part of the song where they're going to do that. And with you guys, it's, you know, it's so textured and so dynamic. I mean, it's like it goes through so many different chapters before it finishes telling the story. Do you guys when you're working on a song, I mean, is that something you think about, sort of like the direction the song's going in and like the structure? And
I think like maybe something needs to, you know, something needs to be switched up right here, you know, and sometimes I like to flip the switch on the song, you know, take it down completely to where it's like bare instruments and then back up again. One of my main things was like in the band, I said like we have to be very dynamic, you know. I don't want it to ever sound like we're sitting on one straight line. So yeah, it's always in our head to keep it very dynamic like that. You know, that's kind of what we aim to do.
It definitely sounds like eight members on stage.
So what was it like for you guys the first time you got up on stage as Seasons and you were like, this is Seasons, this is what we do? Was it in a venue that was, you know, suited for what you do, and what does that mean to you as well?
Oh, well, our first show was our first actual show. We played some backyard gigs, but we played the Whiskey A Go Go with a band called The Pillows. They're like Japanese sensation. They had a huge following here. I had no idea. A couple of members of the band did. So we pulled up there, and there's a line of people waiting around the club. I'd never seen the Whiskey like that. And there's a line of people. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we went in there. We played like we'd been playing forever, and they loved us. Like, you know, people were like, Seasons!
Japanese people were like, Seasons! I was like, yes.
It was really surreal. It really was. And then that's what made us go back there a few times. But, you know, it's pay to play there, and yeah, it's kind of not worth it. I mean, they're kind of just taking your money if you really think about it.
Yeah.
And there's some other venues that are so great because, like, they support the local music, you know, and it's not pay to play. And it's like, you know, let's try to get good music here and keep it going. You know what I mean?
Mr. T's, The Scene.
Mr. T's Bowl, The Scene.
The Echo.
Spaceland.
Are there certain kinds of venues that you think really are best suited for Seasons, just in terms of like the way it's set up? I mean, you guys are kind of a little bit of a technical challenge, I would think. Some sound engineers are better than others in dealing with those sort of things. And, you know, do you like to play in front of a huge crowd at a big space, or do you like a more concentrated atmosphere?
Me personally, I mean, my home is Mr. T's Bowl, and Arlo and Gus, you know, that place. I mean, I love playing for them.
And that's kind of a small, smallish venue, an intimate.
We're totally, completely open to playing bigger venues, of course.
Yeah.
But we do feel kind of at home in the divey kind of situation, you know, dimly lit bars, you know, with a lot of really cool music. And we like those places. We love Mr. T's. I love the Echo. I love the Scene. You know, and those are all right around our
As of late, you know, the Scene is sort of becoming our home this month. And and the Echo is another place we've been playing more of lately. And it's just, you know, it's great getting out of home and going visiting other homes.
And when you're comparing it to the Whiskey, I would much rather play something like Mr. T's than the Whiskey. Even though, you know, the Whiskey's this kind of big venue.
I'm going to lose my Whiskey audience. which is fine. Fuck them. So let me ask you this then, in terms of playing live versus recording, where do you guys see yourselves? More of a live act or more recording artists? And especially since you have with the electronic influence as well, I mean, my guess is, and stop me if I'm wrong, you probably get a little bit more out of the production element than the live element, just because of having that control, you know, laying down the right beats and putting them in the right place. Tell me a little bit about that, actually, first.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to, like, you know, come up with stuff in my room, you know, wee hours of the morning or night. And I don't know, I come to these guys and it's ready. I don't know.
We kind of make him play. We're like, here's a melodica, do something.
Here's your laptop, play it.
No, but he knows how to play piano and guitar, so like he's becoming more of an even integral member of the band, not just his laptop work. I mean, he's going to be playing keyboards. And
yeah, he's very musically talented, just like, cool, you know,
thanks.
The rest of us.
But do you guys like being in the studio, though, and laying down the tracks? Or do you like one better than the other, or are they just totally different?
I like live.
Yeah, because right now live we're totally different than what we have recorded on MySpace, or at least what's on MySpace, you know. And like our EP is like,
it's dated.
We've moved on so much, and like, you know, the EP was recorded with four of us, right? And now, like I said, there's eight, mm-hmm. and our new stuff is like is just totally different. And so, I think our if you never heard of Seasons, I mean, their best bet is probably to see us live, and then you know, wait for the new album, or probably get the EP, just because you know.
I like that because you know, everyone's like, you know, for the most up-to-date info, go to our website or our MySpace. And you guys like, for the most up-to-date info, come to a show. Yeah. Come to a show.
It's constantly changing, too. Yeah. We're always throwing new things in live. We can't. We don't have the means to, you know, to record constantly. Eventually, we're going to get to that. But right now, it's the live part is really cool.
Well, let's listen to a track from this older EP. What should we play?
Can you play number 4?
Old House?
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We'll be right back with more Seasons. Stick around.
So I walk into this old house, all the feelings I couldn't doubt. All have changed, these feelings remain the same.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with singles, Seasons. I'm looking at this thing. It says single, total, remain, single, stop, pause.
It was right. Singles.
Here we go. Yeah. That could be. You guys have a name for the new LP yet?
Not as of late.
No.
All right. You can name it Singles. So what are some themes you come back to a lot in your music? I would imagine. With so many different instrumental and genre influences, there's probably a lot of lyrical influences as well. Do you tell a lot of the same stories, or are you guys kind of all over the map with what your songs are about?
it's mostly about life.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It also depends who was writing the lyrics, you know, uh-huh. if it's Nick or Adam or me, and it's just it's
you guys each bring a different kind of style to each song.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's generally like Nick said about life, you know, just life. And
don't try to get too political or, you know, too this or that. It's basically how I feel,
the ups and downs,
how anybody feels when they're writing that song. A lot of times it's about girls, you know, that's
heartbreak.
That's a major influence on my music is girls. But we have one song that actually is probably different than a lot of the other songs. It's called She Was Bob Dylan. And basically I took Bob Dylan's song titles and strung them together and made a song out of using Bob Dylan's song titles.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So like,
I thought you were saying it was a song about Kate Blanchett.
Oh.
That's where I thought you were going with that. Yeah. Oh. She Was Bob Dylan.
So. But so that's a different way. I mean, I'm always looking for different ways to write it, you know, to write a song, you know. There's no set format as to how it's written. Whatever flows out.
And so you guys don't necessarily get together, you know, as a team and say, "Okay, we're going to write songs." It's sort of like you guys each write on your own time in your own way and then bring it in as it comes in.
No, we do the whole come together and like let's write a, you know, let's jam out. Let's try to come up with some new material. We do that. But I mean, generally like when we do like when we're at a practice or someone's like, "Hey, I've been, you know, I have this new material, whatever." It's sometimes it's like that, you know.
It's
like
probably a little bit of both. I'm always writing something, so whether, you know, if I'm on my own or if bring it up at a practice, I'm always writing. So
we're always on the hunt for writing.
And I would imagine that the songs probably change a great deal, like from when they start to when you guys have finished with them.
Definitely.
Have you had the experience of, like, you know, you start with a song, you think it's going to be a certain way, and by the time you guys get to playing it live or get to recording it, it's a totally different song?
All the time.
Yeah. All the time. Especially, we have this one song, Homesick Adam, that started off as an acoustic song, and then it just turned into this crazy Pink Floyd with all this
Radiohead, like, weird.
It's all psychedelic, and it started off just a simple acoustic song. So, yes, songs definitely...
Yeah,
they get legs and arms, and they start
going.
We're a little short on mics today, sorry.
Yeah. No, when someone brings in a song, then you bring it onto the table, and everyone else adds their own influences into it, then it becomes something completely different, and it sounds good at the same time. It happens a lot with Ray's music, and with he brings the beats, and then they just.
Like, some of the beats I show these guys, I don't even like at first, and then they turn out to be hits at the end. So that's, so I'm thankful for that.
And there's really no, person telling somebody what to do.
Yeah.
You know? There's never really, I kind of let them do what they're going to do. They let me do what I'm going to do. There's no, play this way, play it that way.
We have full trust, and it's like it's actually a collaborative, you know? Like, really.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
We all have the same influences, like. Starting from the Beatles to the Pink Floyd to
Radiohead, the Flaming Lips,
Walkman, and all the local bands too as well. From
so you like a lot of the same music, and I would imagine that helps a lot too. Sort of like you understand how each other think musically.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
When you come in with a song,
we don't have that clash
where
it's like, no, I want this metal riff in here.
Right.
You know, and even if somebody feels that something should be different, it's almost like we trust enough to just like, well, maybe the way they did it is fine too, you know? Because you start getting a little too selfish. Well, I like it the way it sounds this way.
Right.
But if you just kind of leave it the way they did it, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's how it translates to the audience.
It might grow on you later.
Yeah. Exactly. That happens a lot. And, we're doing pretty good.
You guys are really lucky, you know, because it's very common to have sort of a hierarchical system, you know, where egos can get in the way, where there's like one guy who's the guy and it's his band.
Yeah,
and,
we just have to swallow our pride.
Yeah.
It's rough.
There's egos, but when it comes to seasons...
Yeah,
it's definitely,
it's like a family, you know. It's eight of us. And,
yeah,
I mean, eight people have to be happy in the end, you know. So,
right.
So in the end, I mean, that's why
it's like a real family.
Yeah, yeah. Like actually.
Awesome. All right, you guys want to do another live song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, this one. Speaking about the heartbreak and the women, this one's called "It's Not About Breaking Up, It's About Waking Up."
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. This is Seasons.
Thank you.
things have changed, I know it's gone. To be amused by simple things, a rope around your waist, no diamond rings. I know that's simple things, a rope around your waist, no diamond rings. I know that's gone. I know she's gone. Oh, 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 oh.
Breaking up, it's hard to do, huh? You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Seasons. MySpace.com/sseasons.
Yes.
And I guess that is where people should go, though, to find out where your gigs are and things like that.
Yes, that's everything.
Yeah, that's the calendar. That's the music. That's Seasons.
So do you guys have a sense of when this this full length is going to come out? When you're gonna get to actually putting it all down?
We're aiming for the winter.
Yeah, actually, we're probably just knocking out the song at a time, because of the moolah. Yeah. Right. Their expense has been hours in the studio, so we kind of got to go in there, knock out a song, and then give it some time to recuperate, and then go in there and knock out another one. So it's gonna be a little process.
But we're actually thinking about releasing this that new single we had here today on vinyl.
Mm. Oh wow, cool.
So we might. We might go through with that, depending on the moolah.
Now, in terms of playing live, do you guys like to do it as often as you can, or do you kind of try to balance it with, what enables you to get the best, the best draw to each show, those kind
That's,
of things?
Yeah, we like to play as much as possible.
As much as possible.
A lot of the problem is sometimes clubs don't want to really book you if you have, five shows in 1 week.
Right.
But I don't mind it. I think it's, working on our chops. The more we play live, I think the better as an 8-person unit is going to be, mm-hmm. So we like to play as much as possible.
Yeah, and usually when we play a show, it's usually with bands that either we've heard of and we would like to play with, or it's usually people we know, so it's great.
And have you sort of seen your fan base growing over, since you guys have been playing, and see a lot of the same faces showing up at your shows? Those kind
yeah.
Of
yeah, definitely.
That's the cool part about it. You're like, you don't know these people. The only reason you know them is because they come to see your band. It's like, wow, very appreciative. Very yes. appreciative. It's cool.
It's awesome.
When you think about a Seasons audience, a Seasons listener, what comes to mind? You sort of get an image in your head of someone listening to, say, your CD in the car, or is it the live experience? What does your audience take away from Seasons, you think?
Anyone that could like Seasons could listen to Seasons. Yeah, it's just...
a lot of people like Seasons. I've had people tell me, like, oh, I had your CD, and my mom wants me to play it in this car.
So just people connect to it on different levels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have the little, my sister's young, all her little friends love it. She's, you know, and then we have the older people, and then the people in between are friends who really actually like us.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's not like, hey, I mean, yeah, we're going to go see your friend. Well, you know, whatever. They actually will come up to me like, you know, I know you're my friend, but you guys are really... really good.
Right. So you're not just the friend's band. You're actually a band they like. Yeah.
They're not just saying that, you know, just because they're a friend. They actually, you know, will tell me, like, well, you know, this was off a little bit over there.
Uh-huh. And then the thing is, too, is that we
no shoes don't go with that hat, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, too, like, we have, like, a buffet of songs. Like, they're so different from each other. So it's just, it's you know, it's basically, like, there's a song for everyone, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't like, you know, electronic music, then there's an acoustic folk song for you, or, you know, there's this breaking up song that's like, you know, the whole eight members going at it, you know? It's just, it's just,
and then we have really distorted, almost borderline punk stuff that's, you know, like, we can really turn up our amps really loud.
The old Deadly Nightshade material.
We'll have punkers saying, like, that was really cool. Then we'll have, you know, the indie kids saying, yeah, that was really cool, I dug that. We have... That's what shocks me, is that it goes across so many. The people that I see liking our music is really people from all walks of styles in life. It's really crazy.
Well, and tell me about your experience as the lead vocalist, sort of, you know, like you guys are saying, you have all these different kinds of songs, so you have to be able to sing, you know, a laid-back kind of folksy song, and you also have to, you know, really rock out your larynx in some of these songs, too. Like, how do you... You know, have you developed your voice to do these different styles? I mean, have you been singing for a long time, or is something you just sort of picked up?
I don't know how. I guess it's natural. People will come up to me, because sometimes I really get into it and I'll really scream. So, like, it's coming from the bottom of my stomach. And people are like, wow, how do you do that? Do you do this? Do you do that? I'm like, you know what, man? I just go up there and I belt it out, like, as much as I possibly can. And I guess because you know, the lyrics I write, I really feel every single time I go up there. So, you know, I'm not trying to fake it and trying to, you know, put on a show. It's just kind of exactly how I'll sing it, the same way in practice as I do on stage. Mm. You know, it's just the way it comes out.
I guess that's a pitfall for a lot of lead vocals, is like, they, you know, the more popular songs, they get tired of playing them, so they just kind of go into autopilot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now I'm singing this song again. And it goes like this. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've been recently trying to switch up the way I sing the songs we play a lot, you know, just because, you know, I don't want it to become like that, you know, very mundane and over again. So I'll switch up the way I sing it, add certain things in it, just, you know, to keep it fresh a little bit and keep me fresh and not get sick of what I'm singing over and over again.
All right, before we run out of time, let's do another live song if you guys are up for it.
All right.
Yeah.
What's this one?
This one's along the same lines as the last one.
Cool.
This is actually like the oldest season song. This was when it was just me and Jonathan hatching ideas.
You're listening to Is Good, the band is Seasons.
It's called
Check It Out.
You Will.
I've been
growing old somehow. And I didn't even try. I'm sick of all this constant changing. Just need a place to die. Love is a reflection, a mirror filled with rejection. And love, it was so important. Now it's just a waste of time. And you are the one who broke. You are the one who broke my heart. You are the one. Yeah, you are.
Wonder how many people are listening who think that song is about them. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band Seasons. Guys, you have some shows coming up. I know you have one tonight. What else do you have in the pipeline?
We have tonight, every Monday in April at the Scene.
And then we have May 5th, I believe, with Les Switch and Franco and Amnion at the Echo. Yeah. And then we have... We have some other things that
we're playing Coachella.
Yeah, we're playing the campsite.
We're being the campsite.
Oh yeah,
acoustically.
We're gonna have a banner. Yeah, some lights. But yeah, and then we have the May 5th show. It's Les Switch's residency, which is
it's gonna be
really
great.
Cool that we're playing that. And then we have Purse Bass.
We have the Echo Curio in June with Rademacher and the Hectors and
Box Violet. Box, we have a lot of shows coming up. Check the MySpace and you'll see the whole list.
Yeah.
What about, do you guys have any thoughts about sort of the future of Seasons? I know you guys are working on a new album. You're going to be playing a lot more. What do you want to do?
Tour.
You want to tour?
Tour.
Yeah. Or not necessarily tour, but take it out of LA, you know, just to see how the other folks respond to it. And that's what I want to do. I want to tour. I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's something we want to do.
That's in the works.
Yeah.
It's just the moolah problem.
That damn moolah.
Start selling all our bodily fluids.
You got to somehow integrate the word moolah into the name of your new album. I decided it's too cool.
Minus the moolah.
Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. It's really
Thank
cool
you,
hanging
John.
Out with
yes,
you. The band is Seasons. Awesome. MySpace.com/Seasons. S-S-E-A-S-O-N.
S.
And yeah, keep an eye out for new music and more shows from you guys. And please keep in touch. And let's sign off with another track from this old EP. What do you recommend?
Yeah, she was Bob Dylan.
She was Bob Dylan.
All right, cool.
Last track.
Let's throw that on there. This will be available for download later today or tomorrow from myspace.com/thisisgood. And of course, integrated into Seasons Is Good Music profile on the beta version of isgoodmusic.com. Check it out. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Was about